I'd like to first thank the faculty for this honor. I was completely shocked in receiving a call, but most grateful and honored to be recognized. Would you pray with me? Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. It's a wonderful time of the semester, isn't it? Oh, yes, wonderful time. We have all kinds of great things going on, don't we? Papers, finals, yes, time of transition, time of uncertainty facing us. Some of us uncertain about possibly the break, the grades that we're going to receive when we log on to Bear Web, and after many hours of prayer to check. Some of us uncertain about the situation that's facing us as we approach graduation. And some of us uncertain about the semester that's coming. The nation of Israel, in our text today, is facing a time of change and uncertainty. We have in our passage the death of Moses, a new leader arising, on the very precipice of this promise that has been awaited for so long. We might even say that as break approaches. For some of us who are blessed enough to graduate, for graduation as it approaches. But even in this time of uncertainty that faces the Israelites and even faces us, it's important that as God's people, we follow him on a glimpse of a promise. Would you look with me? Deuteronomy today, chapter 34. Moses has just sang his song to remind, to be in the ears and the mouths of the people of Israel. He has just anointed Joshua as the next leader. He has just given his final blessing to the tribes of Israel. And he's about to go up the mountain to see God. What a scene. As he approaches Mount Nebo to climb up it, to literally meet his maker one last time here on earth. And he climbs some 2,700 feet, and he looks out across the promised land, and God allows him to see the entire promised land. Now, if you climb up on top of Mount Nebo to Pisgah, you really can't see everything that Moses sees. On a clear day, if you look to the east, you see as far as Jerusalem before the Mount of Olives starts to cloud your view. To the south, you can look and you can see kind of the housetops of Bethlehem. And if you look far enough, you can kind of see down the line, the length of the Dead Sea. To the north, your sight's almost blocked by the highlands of Gilead. And you can see part of Naphtali, but you can't see all of Dan at all. And yet Moses, upon this mountain, is able to see the whole promised land. Sometimes God gives us a glimpse of his promise beyond what we can see. He's up there, he's looking, he sees all of it, and yet if we got up there today, we cannot see it. You cannot see all of the promised land. Have you ever experienced a time in your life when God has given you a glimpse of a promise? I have, and it's very much related to the seminary. You know, I remember not too long ago graduation coming at undergraduate. And all the pressures piling up of God leading me and telling me you need to go to seminary, but where? But where? And then a great sage at the seminary suggested, he said, "Have you ever considered George W. Truett?" I said, "No, I, I haven't really. I haven't gotten that far along in the process. He goes, well, you really need to consider it. And so my wife and I prayed about it. We did. And one glorious afternoon, I went out, I checked the mail, and there in the mailbox was this letter. Whew, letter, right? Nerves, anxiety, uncertainty, overtaking. And we waited probably for about 30 minutes before we opened the letter. And we prayed about what the contents of the letter might say. And we opened it up, and lo and behold, acceptance. We got excited. We were thrilled. And we got so excited and so thrilled that later that night, in the middle of the night, in the middle of the evening, we decided to load up and drive to Waco. So we got in the car. We headed down Highway 31 to come to Waco. Friday night. Knew the seminary was not going to be open. We get about three quarters of the way here, and this fog that you can't see 5 feet in front of you just kind of encapsulates us. And so it takes like an extra 2 hours. And we just have all this excitement built up. I remember driving across the Brazos and not being able to see the water of the river. But what I do remember is pulling up right here in the front of the seminary. Getting out and looking through the door. Seeing the globe, seeing the halls, seeing the stained glass. And in that moment, God gave me a glimpse of where I was supposed to be. Sometimes God gives you a glimpse of his promise. But it's not only a glimpse that he gives us. Continue with me in Deuteronomy. And the Lord said to him, this is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to your offspring. I've let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord, and he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows the place of his burial to this day. Moses was old when he died, and the people mourned him for 30 days when he died. I had a problem with this part of the passage. I don't know if you ever read scripture and you come to it and you have a problem with this part of the passage. I mean, we look at Moses and we think, what a wonderful leader. What a tremendous leader. Here is the man that God worked through to bring the Israelites out of Egypt, to part the Red Sea, to speak, to go up on the mountain to receive the commandments. And yet, he says, you shall not enter the land. It's troubling at times, isn't it? Especially when we look and we measure success by what the world tells us success is. If we look at this and we think success, yes, Moses led a great multitude of people. God spoke through Moses to the people. But Moses broke faith, it says at the end of 32. Moses broke faith with God and didn't acknowledge him as holy in the sight of the people. In your ministry, for those of us who are leaving and those of us who will leave later, you can't measure it by the great things necessarily that are done. You can't measure it by the amount of people that you lead. But what you can measure it by is consistent, competent faithfulness to God's call. This is the glimpse of the promise that is given. It's sad when we don't see this necessarily in our day. This is the great danger that lies before us. I mean, we can read the headlines and just see it literally scattered. Most noticeably in college sports right now, where people who have had long, great, tenured positions to have these moments creep in. And it's scary. We look at them, and by all means, by the world, we say, yes, success. But God calls us to measure it by a different way. By consistent, competent faithfulness to his promise. So he gives us a glimpse. He calls us to consistent, competent faithfulness. And he tells us that we are the ones receiving the promise. Continue with me. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses has laid his hands on him. And all the people obeyed Joshua. And then it says, there's not arisen a prophet in all of Israel like Moses. Not one who has done all the great things, all the mighty deeds like this one. We've been blessed, some of us, for 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, however long you've been here, years, to have great godly leadership in our lives, just as Joshua had of Moses. But there's coming a time of uncertainty, a situation of change for many of us, to where those will not be physically present anymore. We've enjoyed the doors being open, the email constantly there, being able to go and actually sit in their presence and speak and talk and learn. There'll be a day when we're no longer at the seminary. They'll still be here. They'll still be available for phone calls, for emails, but it's not the same as being able to go and knock on a door and go in and sit down. We're not going to be directly under their leadership anymore. We're going to be the new leaders in the churches. You're going to be the new leaders. And I believe with the training and the prayers of the staff and faculty here that you're going to be good leaders. But it's important when we go that we don't think we're the best leader that's ever came. Yeah. You know, I'm blessed to serve and pastor where I've pastored for the last 3 years. I mean, we've done some great things. The church has grown. I mean, you get all excited, you start patting yourself on the back, and you think, man, I am good. I am good. But it doesn't take me long to come back down to earth. Because see, the name Westwood might not necessarily ring a bell. But once upon a time, it was named East Waco Baptist Church. And then Turner Street Baptist Church. And the person who once pastored there, the seminary is named after. So it doesn't take long when you think about the great people who have been in your lives and who have come before you to remind you of it. Receive the promise. But it's not only about receiving the promise. We're to pass on the promise. We all probably have some kind of heirlooms or something that gets kind of passed on to us that we treasure, that we prize, that we put up. And we have it there for everybody to see, look, but don't touch, right? You know, my great-grandmother, her china, traveled from Mississippi to Moro, Arkansas in a wagon. And I hear the stories of Sunday dinner cooked on it, of how it made the trip miraculously in a wagon that far and remains intact today. We are given such a greater promise and treasure by God. How much more then should we not speak of it? Pass it on. Invest Be that mentor, that person who passes on to the next as Moses did to Joshua. That's our challenge as we leave the seminary. That the people who have came before us, the people in our lives, the pastors, the youth ministers, the music leaders, the professors, the deacons, the church members, who have invested how God has worked his promise out in their lives, how God works his promise out in our lives. It's important to pass that on about how God, on a glimpse of it, can work it out in their lives. That's the challenge for me, for you, to do so. When you leave and you seek to do that, be wary of how you measure success. Don't measure it by the number of people in the pews. Don't measure it by all the programs and ministry you have going on. Measure it by the consistent, competent faithfulness of your call. Continue to follow God on a glimpse of a promise. Continue. Would you pray with me? God, we thank you so much for the promise that you've given unto us, that you have entrusted us with, that you give us glimpses of. God, help us as your people, as your leaders, to continue that, investing, revealing, sharing of our glimpses. It's in Jesus' name.